If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
God lets us experience consequences for our actions. See, we think warfare is nasty looking demons. It starts at home. The devil tries to get the wife against the husband. He gets the wife super spiritual, deeply anointed, that she thinks she knows more than the husband. So she don't have to listen to him. She don't have to submit to him because he's demon impressed. Well, if he's so demon impressed and you're so godly, why aren't you able to love him into submission? The enemy will work and has always worked through the fairer sex because he knows you dangle affection over that man's head. And he knows that he don't want to upset you. Happy wife, happy life. You never hear happy husband, happy life. You never hear that. You hear happy wife, happy life. So the man takes all that stuff and loses his headship. I'm not talking about being a dictator, and I'm not talking about being an overseer. I'm talking about loving leadership as Christ loves his church. But the warfare has begun in the home because all these shows that come on empower the woman. Dr. Phil empowers the woman. Oprah empowers the woman. Mary Povich empowers the woman. Everything empowers the woman. You don't find any shows empowering the man. God said to be a leader, but we don't know how to lead. We're scared. Even in church, we're scared. We don't want to be guilty of having a sexist attitude. And so the devil slips in and destroys the home. Mothers, hear me. You cannot raise a man. You can only train a boy. When that boy reaches that stage of stretching independence, you can't beat him into submission. You can't take the horns off the bull. You have to get a bull to hit him with. When that alpha male begins to come, you can't beat it down, mama. You've got to reach out if there's no significant man in the house. You've got to reach out and bring him to a brother. Precious Saint brought her child to me. He was at that age, 16. And he was giving her a run for her money. And I met him with the pastoral, praise the Lord, how may I serve you? And I saw he had a street attitude. And I swear everybody thinks this collar I was born with. So we sat down in the conference room. And you could see she was completely heartbroken about the way this boy was living. What he was talking, the way he would talk. I did not, mama. I did not. I said, mother, we have a little lunchroom right next door. I said, go on over there and make yourself a cup of tea while I talk to your son. He sat, he was slumped in the chair, you know, like these kids do. You know, that's kind of a way I ain't got to listen to you. Mama stepped over next door. I waited till she closed the door. I got my most pastoral face on. I said, son, listen. I said, the enemy is trying to destroy you. You're disrespecting your mother. And the Bible says, honor your mother and father so your days will be long. I honor her. I got to, you know, she don't understand. I walked over. I said, let me tell you something. You disrespect your mother in front of me again, I'm gonna punch you in my mouth and then lay hands on you and bring you out of the coma. He sat up, looked at me. I said, I'm not playing with you. You will not disrespect your mother. And I grabbed him just like this. I said, are you gonna answer to me? I said, now go get your mother. He opened the door. Ma, he wants to see you again. She couldn't do anything with him and she shouldn't be expected. You got to understand, the warfare begins in the home. If the devil is successful in ripping your marriage apart, destroying your family relationships, what do you think the church is going to be? All the church is a bunch of families. And so if you're not speaking to your wife and you come to church and sit together, there's going to be a demonic force between the two of you that's going to hit everybody in a 5-seat radius, and they're going to wonder why they feel cold. Love each other before you leave the house. Walk over to a man and say, honey, if I've done anything to offend you, forgive me. I'm getting ready to get in the pulpit. I'm getting ready to sing a song. I'm getting ready to play the music. I'm getting ready to read the Bible. I've got to pray today. I don't want anything between you and me. Let's get it right now. You can't cast out big devils till you take care of the ones at home. See, we keep looking for the devil at church, but he's at home. He's got his feet up. He's sitting there now smoking a cigarette and drinking Courvoisier that he found in your cabinet behind the anointing oil. You think the enemy is just going to roll over and play dead because you get filled with the Holy Spirit? No, he's just going to change his tactics. He knows your area of worry. He knows what concerns you more than it should. Some of you, your greatest fear is to lose your looks. And so you work tirelessly to hold on to your old looks. If you see gray, you have a fit. Oh my God, I ain't gonna look. Oh no, oh. If you start to lose it, you know, oh no, praise God, I got to do something. Because that's the greatest concern, is your looks. And some of you, your greatest concern is how you gonna die. You actually think about it. I don't want to die of cancer. And you worry so much about it until you get it. And then you say, I knew it. Yeah, you dreamed it. You just spoke it. I speak to every condition. I speak to every part of my body and demand that it be renewed. I speak to my pancreas, my liver, my intestine. I speak to all of it. Renew. Get yourself together in there. God knows how to fix stuff. He knows how to send people into your life. Because I'm speaking healing and health to my body. God sent my daughter over my house and she started looking at the expiration dates of my stuff in my house. And told me, this expired, Dad. Now I had to get rid of my syrup. And I was eating it. I said, well, that's an answer to prayer. Who knows? It might have hurt me. So if I'm speaking health, he told her, go over to your father's house and clean out the closet and get rid of stuff that's got an expiration date. See, when you pray, you've got to look for God to use whatever he uses. Don't lock him in. Who knows, the alcohol, the sorbitol in that might have hurt me if I kept eating it. And I wasn't paying no attention to expiration dates. How many of us do? We pick up stuff. We eat bread till it gets moldy. We don't pray only good till July 2018. We don't care. It's still there. Put it in the refrigerator. What you do, cut it off and toast it. Hallelujah. Scrape it right off. Hallelujah. Or leave it on and eat it. Penicillin. Hallelujah. I don't have to pay to get the pill. Just eat the moldy bread. But warfare, it starts at home. It starts at home. The devil throws things on you when you're out of the home, but you incubate them in the home. Arguing, disagreeing, allowing your home to be a place for fighting and carrying on in confusion. You've got to watch what kinds of television shows come on. You've got to watch what you bring into your house, because what you don't realize, everything is run by a spirit. And when you invite, that's why I had to stop looking at How to Get Away with Murder. I used to watch it because I thought it was just a nice drama, you know, with law and, you know, intrigue. But when she kissed that other lady, I said, that's it. I wasn't watching no more. Annalise, you blew it for me. I ain't watching no more. I said, that's it. And haven't and don't want to. I don't want that spirit in my house. Not that I have to worry about it, but I don't even want it in my house. Warfare starts where you least expect it. We spent billions of dollars preparing for war against the Russians, only to have a group of people with no military training hold us in bondage for 440 days and then send planes over to put us in terror. No Russians with sophisticated, you know, button-driven missiles. Just a bunch of people who are willing to blow themselves up right along with you. Paralyze the whole nation. Can't even go on an airplane without going through an enormous amount of safety checks. And they go through my bags. And I'm standing there, I get mad at Abraham. Amen. Because if he had not gone over and slept with that woman, we'd have no Arabs. Amen. Because Ishmael's tribe was the Arab tribe. All he had to do, see here, that's what happens when a man gets weak. His wife, now he knows, any man in here, you don't have a promise for your genealogy. But you know your wife ain't never gonna tell you go sleep with somebody else and then like it later. If she even hinted at that, you look at it and say, okay, look, you just there's something wrong with you. Abraham jumped on that bandwagon quick. That tells me he must have been looking at Hagar. She said, go on over and sleep with Hagar. He said, all right. He was weak. Strong in faith, but weak when it came to his wife. And then after Hagar had the baby, here she comes again. Now, this is his child. First blended family. Hagar said, look, you got to spend some time with Ishmael. Got to take him to the ball game and take him to the father-son things. And then when Sarah got pregnant, she said, get him out. Drive him out. Abraham should have been man and said, look, let me tell you something. That's my child. And they're not going nowhere. Now, you done made this bed. You're going to sleep in it, woman. But no, what did he do? He listened to her and put him out. And he was dying. Ishmael was dying. And the angel of the Lord came and said, he won't die. But God's going to make him a great nation. But he was not the nation of blessing. Listen, you mess around and you allow the warfare to hit you in areas that you can't defend. You ruin your family. For a moment of pleasure. All throughout the Bible, we concentrate on the failure of the woman, but we don't look at the weakness of the man. It wasn't Eve's fault that Adam ate that fruit. It was Adam's fault. God didn't tell Eve. He told Adam. And Adam should have been man enough when she brought that fruit over to him. And said, woman, if you don't get that stuff out of my face, you lost your mind. Now you eat it all you want to, but I ain't eating it. Because God told me not to. I don't care how good you look and how you got your hair and your nails did. God said not to do it. See the warfare? We're paying too much attention to the demonic, but we're losing sight of the fact that the enemy is fighting us in our most vulnerable place, at home.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Set your calendars, mark your calendars, do whatever you got to do to your calendars to come out to our Lord Make Us One 2018 Spring Revival. Revival dates are Tuesday, May 15th through Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. nightly and Sunday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Each weeknight, we'll be blessed with a word from God preached by these sons of the Bethel Deliverance International Church family. Pastor Kevin Washington, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon, Pastor Tim Baldwin, and Pastor Jason Spruill. On Sunday evening, join us for an impactful word from our pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Services will be held at the Bethel Deliverance International Church Main Sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA, 19095. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us via the internet at BethelDeliverance.org.